Okay, so you're out there building your dream.
Right.
But you don't want to be hustling forever. Gotta think about that retirement plan, and it's gotta be as awesome as you are. So that's where the Solo 401k comes in.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate DIY for retirement. You're in control, maximizing those contributions.
Exactly, like a boss.
Because you are the boss.
Exactly. We're done wishing for those cushy corporate benefits. We're taking charge. Now, you probably already know the Solo 401k basics like contribution limits, deadlines,
Right.
all that good stuff. But today, we're going deeper, way deeper.
Yeah, next level strategies here.
Think of it like this. You've aced Retirement 101. Now it's time for the master class.
Exactly. Like, did you know that if you're strategic, you can shift some of your income from, say, W-2 wages to self-employment income?
Oh, interesting.
You could actually unlock even higher contributions with that 25% employer limit.
Whoa, okay, now you're speaking my language. Insider tips. Break that down for me. How does that actually work?
Okay, so let's say right now you're taking all your income as W-2 wages.
Okay.
By moving some of that to self-employment income, you're basically making more compensation. And that's what qualifies for that sweet 25% employer contribution.
So you could potentially put away way more pre-tax dollars.
Exactly.
So think a secret menu hack for your retirement plan.
Oh.
I love it. Now, we're big fans of Roth contributions, especially if you're just starting your career. You know, you figure you'll be in a higher tax bracket later on. Does this income shifting thing, does that work with Roth contributions?
100%. Yeah. Whether you're thinking traditional pre-tax or the pay now, enjoy later of the Roth, this strategy can be huge.
Music to my ears. This is where it gets tricky, though, right? Choosing between traditional and Roth. It's like picking your favorite stock.
Yeah.
They're both good. Which one's going to do better? What should people think about when they're making that decision?
It really comes down to what do you think your tax bracket will be in the future? If you think you'll be in a higher tax bracket during retirement, then maybe paying those taxes now with a Roth makes sense. But if you're thinking lower tax bracket later on, then traditional contributions might give you bigger tax savings overall.
So a little crystal ball gazing is required for your future tax situation. Okay, let's say I'm sold. I want to open a solo 401k today. What about deadlines? Any gotchas there I should know about?
That's where Secure 2.0 really changed things. It used to be this mad rush to get everything set up by the end of the year. But now, thanks to Secure 2.0, if you're a sole proprietor or you have a single member LLC, you've got until April 15th of the next year
Oh, wow.
to set up your solo 401k and make those contributions.
So no more last-minute scrambling. That's a relief, especially, you know, for entrepreneurs, they've always got a million things going on. But what about if you're operating as an S corp or a partnership? What's the deal with their deadlines?
For S Corp and partnerships, it's a little tighter. They've got to get everything finalized by March 15th, but still, way more breathing room than before.
I love how Secure 2.0 is all about, like, giving you more time, more flexibility. Now, I have heard whispers that Secure 2.0 also makes it easier to switch to Roth contributions, even if you haven't been doing that before. Is that true? So give it to me straight. Roth conversions with Secure 2.0, what's the scoop?
It's good news if you're into Roth. Secure 2.0 has definitely made it smoother to switch to those Roth contributions, even if you've been doing traditional all this time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, think of it like a mid-game strategy change. Could really help reduce those taxes later on in retirement.
Okay, I like it. We've been talking a lot about maximizing these contributions, but
Yeah.
let's be real.
Yeah.
Being an entrepreneur is busy. I could already hear our listeners like, ugh, one more thing to add to my plate.
Right.
How can people actually stay on top of their contributions? I don't want it to feel like a second job.
Yeah. Automation. Set it and forget it.
Right.
Yeah. Like you're putting your retirement savings on autopilot. You don't have to remember deadlines. No more manually moving money around. It's just pure effortless investing.
Okay, that's my love language. Tell me more. How do I set up this, like, retirement autopilot?
Most places these days, like banks and stuff, they make it super easy.
Okay.
You can just set up automatic transfers right from your bank account. They use this thing called ACH Automated Clearinghouse.
Okay.
But you can just think of it as your automatic savings superhero.
Love it. My new superhero name, ACH, Champion of Automated Savings.
There you go.
But okay, seriously, this makes those employer contributions easy, right?
Well, it does for the employee contributions, but the employer side, remember, those are often tied to how your business is doing, your profits. And we know profits, they can be a little less predictable.
Yeah, those profits, always keeping us on our toes. So what's the best way to kind of approach that, like automating those employer contributions when you have those numbers changing all the time?
I would say instead of setting up a recurring thing, think of it more like every quarter, check in with your business.
Okay.
Look at your goals, look at your cash flow, then make a lump sum contribution based on what makes sense, both for you and for your business.
It's a little mindful planning each quarter. I like it. Now, we all know life happens, right? What if someone with a solo 401k, maybe they decide to close up their business or go back to the 9-to-5 grind? What happens to the solo 401k? Are they stuck with it?
That's the cool part. You have options. And options are good, especially when things change unexpectedly.
So, okay, what are my options if I need to transition my solo 401k?
So one option is to just keep it as it is. It's yours. You can manage it independently, even if you change your business or get a job somewhere else. Or if you want to make things simpler, you can roll it over into a different account, like a traditional IRA or a 401k with a new employer.
So it could just like integrate with your other retirement plans if you needed to.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Any other scenarios that people should be thinking about?
Yeah, definitely. So if things change and you need that money, you can withdraw it. However, and this is a big however, just be aware of the taxes and the early withdrawal penalties, especially if you're under 59 and a half.
Yeah, nobody wants to deal with the prize fees when it comes to their retirement savings. Okay, last question before we move on to how to max out those solo 401k contributions. Can you contribute to a solo 401k even if you're already contributing to a different retirement plan? Asking for a friend who may or may not have a side hustle?
Short answer, yes. You can totally contribute to a solo 401k, even if you're already putting money into like a traditional 401k at your day job. It's a nice little bonus for anyone out there with a side hustle.
You can have your cake and eat it too. Well, in the retirement world anyway. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be a but in there somewhere.
You know it. You can contribute to multiple plans, but there's a limit. The IRS sets these overall contribution limits.
Right.
It's like a superhero team up.
Okay.
Powerful on their own, but way better together as long as everyone follows the rules.
Got to keep those superpowers in check. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground. Maximizing those contributions, navigating deadlines, what Secure 2.0 means for all of this, even those what-if life scenarios.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, let's talk strategy. We know the solo 401k has potential, but how do our listeners really make it work for them? Like next level strategies to squeeze every last drop out of this thing.
I'd say it starts with maximize, automate, optimize.
Okay, I like it.
So first, you want to maximize those contributions. We're talking aim for that $23,000 employee contribution limit this year.
Right.
Plus, if you're 50 or older, don't forget that $7,500 catch-up contribution. Every dollar you put in now, it's like you're investing in your future self. You're going to thank yourself later.
It's like planting a tree, right?
Exactly.
The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
There you go.
So what about that employer side? How can our listeners max out that 25% limit, especially with business income always fluctuating?
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting. Remember that income shifting strategy we talked about? This is where it really shines. You got to look at how your business is structured, how you're taking income, whether it's W-2 wages or self-employment income. By tweaking things, you can really unlock some serious potential with that 25% employer contribution.
Right, it's all about strategy. Now, I know you're big on getting expert advice. At what point should our listeners be calling in their financial dream team, their CPA, financial advisor, that friend who's really good with taxes?
Honestly, the sooner the better.
Okay.
Think of them as your retirement planning squad, you know? They'll help you figure out the details, plan your moves, and make sure you're not missing out on anything.
Because even superheroes need a team. Okay, so we've got contributing down to a science. Fast forward, it's retirement time. Any tips for making those withdrawals as tax efficient as possible? Nobody wants to give Uncle Sam more than they have to, especially when it's their retirement money we're talking about.
When you're taking withdrawals, timing is key. One thing you can do is stagger them.
Okay.
So you're taking a little bit from different accounts.
Right.
Maybe you start with a taxable brokerage account, then move to a traditional IRA or 401k, and then finally you hit those sweet tax-free Roth accounts.
It's like a beautiful retirement income symphony. Each instrument coming in at a perfect time.
Exactly. Yeah. If you orchestrate those withdrawals the right way, you can really keep your taxes down. And that means your savings last longer. More time to enjoy all your hard work.
More time for travel, hobbies, you name it. This has been awesome. A real deep dive into solo 401ks. We've gone from zero to hero. We talked contributions, deadlines, even those savvy withdrawal strategies. Any final words of wisdom as we wrap up?
You know that saying, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
Yeah. The second best time is today.
Exactly. The point is, don't wait. Just start. It doesn't have to be a solo 401k. It could be something else. But get started on your retirement plan now.
Action over inaction. Love it. Knowledge is power. And now our listeners have the power to create the retirement they want. Until next time, keep diving deep and dreaming big.